Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What Are the Most Popular SARMs Currently on the Market? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Every day, thousands of athletes turn to performance enhancers, risking their health for gains. But what about SARMs? Selective androgen receptor modulators. These compounds are designed to target specific androgen receptors in muscle and bone tissue, unlike traditional steroids, which affect multiple systems throughout the body. Let's break down the most popular SARMs currently available on the market. First up is Osterine, also known as MK-2866. It's probably the most researched SARM out there, originally developed for muscle-wasting conditions. Next is Ligandrol, or LGD-4033, which has gained popularity for its reported strength gains. Andorine, commonly called S4, is known for its cutting effects, while RAD-140, or Testolone, has become popular for bulking cycles. Now, what does the science actually say about these compounds? Research indicates potential benefits including lean muscle gains, improved recovery times, and enhanced fat loss. However, documented side effects can include testosterone suppression, liver stress, and vision changes in some cases. We're still learning about the long-term impacts since these compounds are relatively new. A fascinating 2019 World Anti-Doping Agency study examined 44 elite athletes using various SARMs. The research documented significant strength improvements, but also found concerning side effects, including hormonal disruption and liver enzyme elevation in some participants. This highlights why proper medical supervision and regular blood work are crucial. The legal status of SARMs remains complex. While not technically illegal to possess, they're not approved for human consumption and are banned in competitive sports. The FDA has issued multiple warnings about contaminated products and misleading labels in the SARMs market. The bottom line? If you're considering SARMs, you absolutely must consult healthcare providers, understand the legal implications, and carefully weigh documented risks against potential benefits. Remember, there's no shortcut that's worth compromising your long-term health. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.